Kevin is back and he's scheming with Victor, and Lily and Kane try to fix their marriage. Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel. I'm back for this week's Restless Wrap. And what a week it was. We finally learned more about Graham, and we got into the sex ring a little bit more, and Lily and Kane tried to fix their marriage. Isn't going so well for them. But let's get into it this week. So far, we have Nikisha and Hubby Joe who are in the chat. Hi, guys. Thank you for being here. There might have been some confusion since I think they just switched over to a different channel. So going forward, if everyone is looking for the show, it's now on the AfterBuzz TV drama site. So if you go to youtube.com/ AfterBuzz TV drama, that's where you're going to find the link going forward. And just, I don't think I mentioned this in the beginning, if you are looking for me on Twitter or Instagram, you can go, I'm at Rach Goodman, you can find me there. Okay, so now that we've said all that, let's get into this week's episodes. And if anyone is interested in calling in, definitely let me know in the chat, and I put the number in there, so just go ahead and call in if you'd like to discuss anything as I'm talking. Okay, so let's kind of, let's get into Kane and Lily first. I feel like that was one of the biggest chunks of all this. So Kane basically is now putting the pressure on Lily, and he starts to say, yeah, the clock is ticking on our marriage. And I feel like at this point, Kane is starting to realize that, well, especially once they go to therapy, but even before that, I think he's starting to realize that his time is definitely running out with Lily, and maybe they just can't fix it. And Kane has been trying and trying and doing all these things. Meanwhile, Lily, we finally learn that she doesn't really want to be back with Kane, but she's trying to do what's right for the kids. So what do you guys think? Do you think that that is the right thing to do for Maddie and Charlie? Because personally, I don't. I think that they'd be making a huge mistake staying together just for the kids if they can't trust each other. Because let's look at Kane for a second. So it isn't even just that he was unfaithful to Lily, because clearly she's done wrong to him too. She's been unfaithful. But the difference is that she was honest about it. And when we look at Kane, yeah, so when he cheated on her and she found out, and then she found out about the baby, she was willing to kind of forgive him on those two things. But then it wasn't even really that. It was when he pushed his limits one more time and she found out he was lying about even more and that he was going to just send $25,000 to Jesse. That is when I felt like Lily had her breaking point, where she was like, no, I just can't do this. It's not even that he's just cheating on me. It went beyond that. It's the fact that Kane is not even honest. That's the problem. And that is why during this whole week, when we were looking at the Kane and Lily segments, I couldn't understand and or agree with anything that Kane was trying to say. If we look at that, the counseling session, I was pretty angry listening to Kane try to defend himself and not try to hear Lily out. And I was really angry that he brought up her affair in the first place, because if he's over it, why is he bringing it up, number one? Number two, Lily said, and I agree with her, that you can't compare what she did with what he did, because it isn't even, yeah, what Lily did was, okay, she made a mistake and she fessed up to it. She wasn't going around lying and scheming and doing things behind her husband's back. She wasn't transferring $25,000 meant for their child's tuition to someone who was blackmailing her. You just can't compare the things she did with what Kane did. And Kane is the bad guy. And the problem is, it's almost like he went in there expecting that that Lily was going to be more understanding of what he did, but that I feel like was the wrong attitude for him to have. So we have a couple of comments here. Hi, Nikisha. How are you? And we have Hubby Joe, and we have Ice Woman. And so everyone, okay, so Hubby Joe says, no, Lily needs to leave Kane. I agree. Ice Woman, she needs to leave him. Kane only came clean because he had to. That's another point, is that every time Kane got caught, that he was getting caught. He wasn't saying to Lily, hey, this is what I did, I'm sorry. It was like he was trapped and he confessed because there was no other way. And even during that whole litigation, he could have confessed then too to Lily, but he didn't. Each time it was only because there was evidence to support his lying. Hubby Joe says, that was low bringing up Lily's past. I agree. Ice Woman says, Lily came clean right away about her one-night stand. Exactly. So I'm not saying what Lily did was right, because, yeah, it wasn't. But it also sounds like Kane, I wasn't watching the soap then, but it sounds like Kane made a pretty big deal about it, which is understandable on Kane's part, but it's not understandable that he would make a big deal about her having a one-night stand and then not understand why she would be making a big deal about what he did, because what he did goes beyond infidelity. It's not, he lied across the board of everything you could possibly lie about in a marriage. That's the issue. And the fact that I'm happy that Lily finally admitted how she felt about the whole thing, and how basically not just how she felt, because Kane knew how she felt about everything that he'd done to her. But what I'm happy about is that she finally admitted that she was there for the children, not for Kane. And I'm happy that Kane finally got the memo. And hopefully now he can start to see that it's just not going to work. And when Michael came to the house with Lily and they were talking, I honestly thought she had called him for a different reason. I thought we were going to hear, yeah, I kind of want to file for that divorce now. But I was kind of disappointed that we didn't, but I understand that she's still processing everything. It's hard to say how many months this has all been going on now, because sometimes it feels like even when we watch a week's worth of episodes, they're only covering maybe a day or two. Sometimes it's feels like it's more elapsed. So it's hard. I don't really know how long exactly she's been dealing with this, but it's still fresh. And I feel like Lily's handling this as best as possible. And I feel, of everyone in the situation, I feel really bad for her, and I feel really bad for the children. And I feel really bad for Juliet's baby that is going to be born into this mess and potentially seen as, I don't know, the bad guy, even though the baby has nothing to do with the actions of these two adults. And so speaking of the baby, I guess we can kind of segue into everything that's going on. Oh, sure. We have an incoming call.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling Young and Restless. This is Rachel. Who's on the line?
Hey, Rachel. This is Jamel from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jamel. How are you?
Doing good. I'm sorry. I found y'all tonight on a new channel, and I'm happy about that.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you found it. Yeah, they switched it over, so that's cool that it was, you know, at least easy enough to find that you got here. So we've been talking about Kane and Lily and the therapy, and then maybe a little bit of Juliet. So what do you think, how do you feel, do you think it's right for Lily to stay with Kane for the children? Do you think that's the right move for her to make?
No, I think that if she decides this, well, I mean, first off, I think that in this time that we live in 2017, I think a lot of people are starting to get that just because you're in the divorce, like, what was it, thinking about the guy from Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow, they said, yeah, they did an unconscious uncoupling, you know, something that was very non-aggressive way of separating. I think that's where we moved into. I think that now people know that when you separate, you're still going to love the children beyond. You're going to be, like, there for every inch of their lives, so it's not going to affect them as much as if you, it probably is, probably affect them more if you stay in an unhappy marriage.
Yeah.
So I think that ultimately the kids are off the table. They're going to be taken care of. They're going to be loved. everybody. So they might feel, they might feel a twang of just sadness for their family, but they definitely will be taken care of. So it really comes down to the fact that she should only stay with him if she feels like she can't forgive with what's going on. But, you know, I wanted to, I'm still a little leery about it, because I feel like the young wrestlers play a little switcheroo on us. And I know at the beginning of the storyline, I felt like Juliet was going to be like the schemer. You know, I felt like all the things that she did, or all the things that she said happened, was going to fall apart. I didn't think that she would make it past the lawsuit, quite frankly.
I agree.
Okay. You see, I'm so shocked that we've come here months and months later. Based on the way the acting was and the writing and just sort of the red herrings, I'm so shocked that we're this far along and that everything that I thought was going to happen didn't happen. I'm still on edge, like I'm not taking it seriously because we didn't see, I don't remember seeing a full-on love scene. I felt like a lot of it was a mystery. A lot of it was I was drunk, I was drugged, I was sleeping, yeah. I was this, you know. And so I thought that eventually he would have been vindicated, that he never slept with the woman and he obviously doesn't love her, and that baby that she has, somehow or other she figured out a way to trick the results or whatever. I'm still waiting for that shoe to drop so that everybody in town would see that. Although, like you said, he made some bad decisions to cover up some of his indiscretions, but he didn't do the first one that sort of, you know, started to ruin his life.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. But you know, like you said, you know, after the fact, he did some things that really, you know, the way they write him just sort of played it in the hands of all his enemies. You know, I love Lily and Kane, but I am exhausted. You know,
yeah.
I'm totally exasperated with Kane and all the things that is going on. And also on another level, I remember hearing recently, a couple of weeks ago, that the actor has also gone through a medical issue. And I'm trying to think that, are they expediting some of the story? Because he's going to be taking, no, I know what. He was supposed to do a public appearance a couple of weeks ago, and he had excused himself because he had a medical problem. And I'm trying to figure out, I know he had a medical problem last year when his back or something was happening. So I'm trying to figure out, are they expediting some of this stuff with divorce and everything real fast, because he's going to end up taking another, you know, like little leave, and then she's going to have to be with the guy that she's with there now. Because I feel like some of the stuff is moving really quickly. And I didn't know if that maybe he was going to leave the show for a little bit.
You know, I think I had heard he was sick too. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I thought I had heard he was doing better. If anyone in the chat has heard otherwise, let us know. But it could be definitely that they're trying to expedite it. I don't buy that it's his child still, because you're right. We've never seen any scene that would actually place it as, you know, that it actually happened, number one. And then number two, she got the results, but I feel like, especially after this week, we now know that Juliet is scheming. Like, before it was kind of like, I don't know. Now, with that fake crying scene in the hospital, it's like, okay, this woman's up to something. So, I don't know. I do not buy those results. She could have just, I don't know, because she didn't show him, like, she showed him something that looked like it was official, but she could have gone and, like, printed something and just put her name on it.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm not sure if it was on Young Wrestlers or maybe other soap operas. Most of the time when you have somebody like the wife, they usually accompany the husband reluctantly. They'd be going through gritted teeth, but it'd be a scene where the wife and the husband's there with the mistress of the other woman. And they all go into the lab, and they don't move. They all there, and it's like tense, because they're monitoring every step of the way. For them to sort of be home arguing and just waiting for someone to come back with these results, it was like a big hole. It's like, wait a minute, no, you go there. If you're going to leave a piece of yourself, whether it be saliva or blood, you follow that specimen every place it goes until you know what's going to happen. You don't have to say, okay, I'll take care of it. Of course you will. You're going to take care of it.
Of course. So, how convenient. And it just, I don't buy it. And I don't buy the fact that Kane wouldn't be more, I don't know, questioning of those results, or maybe Lily or someone. But yeah, either way, though, it's like you said, it doesn't change what happened, because he still did other things that were messed up. Even if he didn't sleep with her, he lied to his wife about so many other things that I feel like he's not a team player, and he was not treating her right, even beyond infidelity. So I just feel so bad for Lily. I feel bad for the kids. But I also agree with you that just because you don't stay with someone for the kids, that is the worst thing you could ever do, because you're going to mess up your kids even more. So yeah, she just needs to file for divorce already. Even though, oh, I'm sorry.
No. I think they might need to just take a reset. I think that maybe he needs to, I hope that he's vindicated in the situation, but then, you know, the mature thing, which sometimes they do. I remember a couple of years ago, again, you probably didn't get this, but it was As It Were Turned. I didn't really watch the show, but I remember hearing all the press, all the media, all online or whatever. It was a story between Jack and Carly. Some of the fans who watched the show probably know what I'm talking about. It was at the end of the series before the whole show was canceled, and they had a very mature divorce for assault. It wasn't like I was locked in the basement for 2 years and there was a double. It was very mature. It was like they grew apart, and you know, they grew apart. It was very mature. And I think that what they're doing with Lily, what if the shock is they don't go soap opera? They go, you know what? I understand you're sleeping with the woman, and you know, like we just said, everything was false. But like you just said, you know, I just don't feel like I can trust you. You know, when things happen that's bad, like in the past, you go to lies and tricks and all these kind of situations, and I still would want to divorce you. I still love you, but I'm going to divorce you, and I'm going to have you prove that I can trust you again. You know, we're going to have to date. We're going to get reacquainted. And that, for the fans who loved him, that'd be really interesting to see. They did have during hospital with Luke and Laura. Yeah. They got divorced, and then he had to win her back. You know, and it was very entertaining to see that.
Yeah.
And they can do that with them. They don't have to fall in love, but he has to win her back based on the fact that she doesn't trust what he's been doing. You know, it's not a punishment. And then they reunite against, you know, people who are against them. And so it'll be interesting. It'll be a good journey.
Yeah.
See, you know?
That would be a really interesting plot point if they went that direction. And, because Kane saying that their marriage is a, you know, ticking away, that their marriage is losing hope. Like, he's just not understanding that after what he's done, Lily just can't forgive him like that. And I think if they followed a plot line like, you know, getting divorced and dating again, they would have to rebuild that trust, and it would take time. Yeah. But if Kane really wants to fix his marriage, I think he'd be willing to do that. So we'll just see what happens. But yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Before I go, I wanted to say, I know it's a different story. Kevin, he popped up, and I love the actor who plays him. He's so cute, so cute. Love him so much. And it was such a pleasure to see him on screen. And I was confused. I thought when he was gone, I thought that was it. Because I know on social media he was saying bye to all the fans, which was heartbreaking. So I'm not sure. Is he back for good, or is that was just something they already planned months ago where he would pop up and then?
So I think originally he was going to go for good, but then we started hearing rumors that he was coming back. So I think he's back for good. And I'm just really curious, because what he's about to do, if he gets away with it or if he actually does it to Nick, he's looking at a long jail sentence. So I don't know, maybe it is temporary if he gets caught. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I am not sure. For a while, I thought it might have just been rumors that he was coming back in the first place, because we just didn't see him. And he's back, and I guess we'll see what happens. I'm real interested to see if Kevin actually goes through with transferring money like that. Yeah. But thank you so much for calling in, and have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, thank you. I'm gonna continue watching, and have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so I guess let's keep talking about Juliet for just a little bit, because I want to touch on what happened with Hillary, because that is definitely part of my lol moment, not to give any spoilers for later on in the show. But before we do that, let's touch base with some of the comments in the chat. Brittany Duran says, yes, I think Lily will divorce him. Icewoman 1887 says Kane should be questioning the baby's paternity after what happened with Chloe, trying to make everyone believe that Kane was Delia's father. I completely agree with you. I was not watching the soap then, but that is just another point. If this has already kind of happened to him before, you would think he'd be a little more suspicious, but I don't know. It just, something's not adding up, especially after what we've seen with Juliet in the hospital. So, all right, let's get to that now. So basically, Juliet, she started having these pains. I honestly thought she was having a miscarriage, or I wasn't sure how pregnant she was, because it's kind of hard to judge it. She didn't look like she was 8 or 9 months, but part of me was wondering if they were going to say that she was having her baby now, that it was going to be like a premature birth, but I just wasn't sure. It's hard to piece it together the way that they sometimes age children or like, you know, kind of show things moving more quickly than they actually do. So I wasn't sure. So, oh, sure. Hey, we have an incoming call. Nope. False alarm. All right, well, when they call back, we will resume that. But, oh, here we go. This is Rachel with Young and Restless AfterBuzz. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, it's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, how are you?
Good.
So we were talking about Juliet and everything that happened in the hospital room. What did you think of that dream that she had about Cain?
I think it's, like, her being, like, too trying to not, like, thinking, like, about, I don't want to say, like, mean, but, like, in a way of thinking the baby first, I think her, she's thinking too much about, like, Cain and wanting to be with him, but it's making her, like, mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Maybe she's not that bad of a person, but because she's so obsessed with Cain, it's bringing out all these terrible traits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at first, when they showed it, I wasn't sure. I was like, it seemed out of character for Cain to be treating her that way. So I was like, yeah, this has to be some kind of weird dream or fantasy or something. And then, but then when he walked in, he didn't quite go as extreme as what she was, you know, like, dreaming about, but he got really close to that. Like, I almost feel like they're pushing Juliet and Cain together now.
Yeah, I think she should just let it, because he's going to have issues already with Lily. So maybe for him to think, do I really want to, like, stay? And for Lily to be like, do I really want to stay in my marriage, like, for both of them? And then maybe she can, you know, be with them. You know? Maybe if she just lets it just play out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the problem is, it's like any other relationship. If Cain jumps in too quickly, it's too much of a rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it was, what do you think about Hillary and what she's doing and how she's stepping in the middle?
I think she just wants, like, I feel like for her character, it's more like what she wants. Like, I don't think she wants to be. I think she just wants somehow for Devon to, like, somehow to be, like, see her in a different way or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Hillary, she's just so many things. For once, though, when she was looking at Juliet, who was, like, fake crying, and gave her this look like, uh-huh, yeah, right. It was like, for once, I actually kind of liked Hillary, because I was like, at least she can tell when someone's lying.
You can see through, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you can't do that. You can't BS a BSer, so. Awesome. Yeah, so we have everything going on with that. Do you think that, do you want to see Lily and Cain get back together, even if it's just for the kids?
I think, yeah, because I don't think she would feel that way or he would feel that way if they really didn't care about each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's clear that they love each other. It's just that, so much trust has been broken.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot to do with Cain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And just, that whole therapy session was really hard to watch because of how Cain was handling it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
And I hope you have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so we touched on Lily, we touched on Kane, Hillary, and I guess we can kind of touch a little bit on Jordan before we move on. But basically, we had Chelsea kind of telling Jordan, hey, like, leave Lily alone. You really shouldn't try to be with her right now. And Chelsea, obviously, she's a neutral party. It's different than if Hillary was having this conversation with Jordan, but Chelsea, as a neutral party, she kind of made sense what she was saying, and it's really a touchy area because Lily and Jordan, all of us, like me and Abby, when we were talking about this months ago, we both agreed that Jordan and Lily have all this chemistry and that they, like, we both of us thought that they would be better together than Lily and Kane, even though it's clear Lily and Kane do love each other. But it's just hard because Lily is just getting out of this huge mess. And Chelsea is right in that Lily does have children with another man. And so, like we were talking about today, like, it's one of those things where, yeah, you have kids with someone else. That other person is always going to be in your life. You can't just push them away forever, because even if you don't talk to them, like, you're still going to have to see them for the kids. And if you want a healthy relationship with your children, you kind of have to communicate with that person every so often. So, yeah, it gets tricky. And Jordan, as far as I'm aware, he doesn't have any kids. So he would be walking into something where he would be dating someone who did have kids, and there'd be some baggage there. But it seems like he does really care about Lily, and maybe he doesn't care about that. So it kind of is, like, even though I understand what Chelsea's saying, it kind of made me feel sad, because it would be nice to see Lily with Jordan, with someone who actually makes her happy. And I also felt bad when she was having that conversation with Maddie. What I don't understand, though, is I kind of understand, but I don't understand why Lily would still be against Maddie seeing Reed. Just, you know, let her see him. You're pushing them closer together by grounding her and telling her she can't be around him. I did like, though, how Charlie was saying, you know, hey, Maddie, next time you're going to, you know, call out, let me know. I'll show you the ropes, how to get around it and beat the system. Charlie is, oh my gosh, like, I love how they're now showing that he really does like Reed, or at least kind of like Reed, or likes him enough that he would help his sister beat the system so she could see him. But in any case, just jumping back a little bit. So yeah, just, I feel bad that Jordan's getting all this advice to not date Lily, and then now he sees Hillary and they're flirting, and I just hope that he doesn't end up going back with Hillary. Brittany Duran says, it wouldn't make sense if Kane would give Lily a little space. Oh, yeah, it probably would make sense if Kane would give Lily a little space and give Lily time to forgive him. Ice Woman says, Juliet will have the baby in November for sweeps. That makes sense. Hubby Joe says, she is going crazy. She wants Kane. I think that, yeah, it's still on Juliet. I agree, and I was kind of up in the air about Juliet before. That whole crying thing, come on, like, at least try a little bit harder if that's what she was trying to do. She was just not, even if I had been Kane and I walked in on that, doesn't even matter. Kane has no excuse. He should have picked up on the fact that she was lying, unless he's just so caught up in the baby that he's just not even thinking clearly himself. So, in any case, let's move on and talk about the sex ring before we run out of time here. So, basically, we have Tessa and Mariah, and all of them end up at the club, Sharon, Scott, and in walks Newman, and I know his name is actually Irv West, but I'm a Seinfeld fan, so I saw him and I was like, Newman! So, in any case, he walks in with, I think her name was, Natalia, who is one of the women in the sex ring, who's being, I don't know if she's being forced into this, or she's choosing, or they're like, I don't know, pressuring her into this, but in any case, he walks in with her, and it was only a matter of time before Susan well, before Scott recognized Natalia, and they end up confronting her, and she sort of gives Tessa some hope because she doesn't really give her information, but she admits that she does know her sister. And then, so now we have Tessa, who's now super hopeful she's going to find something out. I kind of feel like at this point, we need more to happen with that storyline. And I get, like, they're setting us up for this big event that might happen, but I really think there should be more, at least a little bit more, because it's dragging on. What happened to Crystal? Like, we don't know. Alice put her on a plane. Well, the bodyguard, I guess, put her on a plane, and that's that. And I don't think we saw Crystal at all this week. Brittany Duran says, I think this is Lily and Kane. They have a connection still, and their kids make it stronger day by day. Brittany also says, can we talk about Victoria and Billy? And how they have a connection still and their kids make it stronger. That's exactly a good point when we're talking about marriages and how even if you get divorced and you have kids, like, you're always going to love that person because they are the mother or father of your child. At least in some situations, you would still love the person or care about the person because they are also co-parenting your child. And Billy and Victoria are definitely a good example of that. The only problem is that I really want them to get back together, and they even kissed. There's obviously still some more to it than just co-parenting their child at this point. I don't know if it would actually work, but I just want them back. And then speaking of Billy and Victoria, I guess it's time to mention that Billy was on the phone with Victoria back at his place with Phyllis. And all of a sudden, Victoria and Billy separately had seen Jack with Hillary. So they're like, all right, we need to kind of dig in a little more, find out more information. So Billy goes on the computer again against, Phyllis's will, of course. This is going to be the doom of Billy and Phyllis, and I am not going to be sad about it. I don't know how you guys feel. Hubby Joe says first, the sex ring story is dragging. They need to move it along. Ice Woman, I totally agree. Hubby Joe says, I think this is going back to being married, well, being divorced, but having children together. That he completely agrees that it's a different kind of love for the kids. Yeah, and I feel like, now, I have never been in this situation, but I feel like if you had kids with someone and you got divorced, in a good, ideal world, even if you had your gripe with that person that you divorced, in an ideal world, you would still care about them in some way, the way you cared about your kids, because that's what's best for the children. Ice Woman says, I hate Billy and Phyllis. I don't like them either, and I can't wait till it's over. I don't know. Like, I'm not a huge Phyllis person to begin with, but I think I just don't like her around Billy. So I think the last thing to talk about really quickly is everything going on with Kevin. So basically, Kevin's back now, and it's because Victor wants him to basically go into Nick's account, take his investments, cash them out, and transfer the money to Victor, because that sounds like it's such a good plan. This is going to end in disaster, and I hope Victor finally learns his lesson, but something tells me, because it's Victor, he won't. And he won't get in trouble. Somehow Kevin will get the blame for all of this, and I will be very sad, because I do kind of like Kevin as a character. And let's get into the lol moment while we still have a few more minutes left here. All right, the lol moment goes back to that hospital scene where Juliet is in the bed and the doctor, like, she hears Kane talking to Hillary, so she knows he's out there. The doctor leaves, and then she knows Hillary and Kane are about to walk in. Cue the tears. Like, it's like, no, that is not how you cry. She cried in the most fake way possible, but I think the funniest part of the whole thing was that look that Hillary gave to Juliet, like, oh no, yeah, oh no, you are faking it. I can see right through you. So, we have a couple more comments in the chat, and then I think we're going to have to wrap it up for today. Brittany Duran says, Billy would do anything for Victoria. Can't wait till Phyllis finds out what he's up to. Yeah, and I don't want to give any spoilers from what I saw in the previews, but it seems like Phyllis is about to find something out. We'll find out about that. And Hubby Joe says, Victor needs to listen to what he is saying. Yeah, I just don't even understand. Like, they're not... This isn't a computer hack. This is, like, something beyond that that could get both Kevin and Victor in serious trouble. But in any case, I think that's about as much time as we have for today. But I want to thank you guys in the chat and for those of you who called in. You guys definitely make the show, and it makes it so much more interesting and so much more fun to be here every week when I am talking back and forth with you guys. My name is Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman. I'm also going over in a couple minutes to do the Outlander show for episode 3 of season 3. So if anyone is an Outlander fan, please come over to that chat and we'll talk over there. This is Backstabbers by the OJs because, oh, Graham, which we didn't really get to talk about, and how he's backstabbing people and is taking pictures of Nikki and Jack. I guess we'll talk more about that next week, but I felt like this song would be perfect for that. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.